Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Holly, Patty, and Cindy singing There Is Nothing Greater Than Grace, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Creator, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5.
What do you say to someone who feels like they've lost it all? Over the edge, with no one there to break their fall. What do you say to someone who feels so unloved, giving themselves away a little bit every day just to be good enough? What do you say to a hopeless soul who can't remember their way home and everything is out of their control? There is no
there is no darkness, there is no sorrow. This God, you can build your life upon Him, but you can't build nothing on Him until you first enter into a relationship with Him. You're not saved by religiosity. You're not saved by doing this or doing that or keeping the rules and the do's and the don'ts and all these other applications that we find ourselves in sometimes. You are saved by the grace of God. You're saved by the blood of Jesus. You are delivered by the hand of our great and mighty God. So if you can't get this in the beginning God correct, you then have totally missed the whole meaning of the Bible. You've got to get this correct. Now, there's a lot of things because as we disclosed here over a couple of weeks that there's a strong meaning of salvation. There's a strong meaning here of the sovereignty of God. But there's even more. We are sitting in this sanctuary today and every person that has entered this place of worship has entered with some type of need in their life. Every one of you have some type of need residing in your life and you may have multiple needs. Oh, I tell you, sometimes I think, oh, Lord, will it ever let up? And, you know, then I go over and I visit people in the hospital, what I've been doing for the last week or so intensely, and I see what people are going through, and I think, gee, maybe, Carlton, you don't have it so bad after all. We all have needs in our life. And those needs can resonate within a spiritual application, or they can resonate within a family application, or in a mental application, or in a relational application. I mean, there's so many things today that involve our life. So people walked into the sanctuary today, and I'm going to tell you, you might be here, I don't know, you might be here today, and you're just barely holding on. You're just basically, you're hanging by your fingernails on the cliff of life, and you don't know which way to turn. So this in the beginning God will lift today the faint-hearted. And this one today that is called in the beginning God will awaken those that are dead in sin. If you're here today and you're lost, I'm telling you, He will awaken you to the need of salvation and save your soul. He will even strengthen those. You may feel wasted and absolutely weak. And you don't feel like, man, I just don't know if I can go on anymore. It's God who will carry you through what you're facing. He will give strength to the weak. And when you come, this is what I found in my personal life. When I come to the end of me and realize it's not me and I can't do nothing, but my God can do all things, which strengthens me. Who is my refuge and my strength? Who is my high tower? Who is the love of my life? Who is the God who's on my side? Who is the God that will bring me through whatever I'm facing in life? I then realize, man, you know what? It's not about me. It's about the God that is in me. Amen. And how powerful and how marvelous and how miraculous this God is. We can today come to that beginning and realize today all of our hope resides in the Creator called God. Amen. God's name is grossly misused. I'm serious. People misuse the name of God. We use Him like a bellhop. Oh, God, I need help. Oh, God, get me through the... Oh, God. And we basically misuse God. You know why we misuse God? Because we don't have that allegiance to Him. We don't have that heart sold out to Him. And so therefore, we're totally missing the mark. God's not your bellhop. God's not your call boy. He don't come when you snap your finger. As a matter of fact, we should bow before Him in adoration and thanksgiving for what He has done for us and the mere fact today that He has seen fit to send His Son to die for us on the cross and to make a way for us. Hallelujah. Amen. I know where my help comes from. Today, we've gathered in this place. And folks, we heard the beautiful music. Didn't our folks do a beautiful job on music today? Amen. We've heard the Scriptures today from God's precious Word throughout this day since we've arrived here. And now you're hearing a message from God. And so this is what we call church. We're in church today. It's not the building that makes the church the church. It's the God in the hearts and the lives of people that makes the church the church. So realizing this, we describe, though, unfortunately, we get to church and we start describing church on a how and when basis. We're totally missing a point here. People describe the how and when. You know, what had church is done, what time the church services are, what songs we're going to, what we're going to do here, what we're going to do there, what all these things. And so we get to a place where it's all about the how and the when, but we totally miss the point about really what church is all about, and that's the why we do church. I mean, why are you here today? Well, I just showed up. Well, God didn't want you just to show up. He wants you to show up in recognition that He is a great and mighty God. Amen. So we're here today in the sanctuary of this church to praise our mighty God. We didn't come to have a funeral service today because our Savior, our God's not dead. This is the most exciting place you should be on planet Earth. I mean, listen, now there's some great places and things, and I know some of you tonight are going to be tearing up your house. You're going to turn on that giant screen TV and you're going to see these titans get out on a football field and crack heads together and chase after a pig's bladder. And you're going to get all excited about that. And you're going to eat everything you can get your hands on. And you're going to throw, I mean, you're going to go crazy. And you might throw the kids out the window. I don't know what you're going to do. But you're going to get, then if your team don't win, then you're going to get an attitude. Then you're going to try to explain away why there's, those referees were a bunch of sorry scumbags. They didn't make the right, you know, we use all the terminology of justifying. You know what? I could give a rip about that. As far as I'm concerned, if we just camped out in here all day long and sung and preached and prayed, man, I can't think of a better thing to do. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll send Horace Anderson out for some chicken. No, don't do that. Because he'll never come back. He'll eat all the chicken and not come back. No, we're not eating chicken livers. We've got to get this man converted, y'all. He's eating all this trash food, organ food. Don't do nothing but kill you. Amen. We've got to get him converted. Amen. From trash food. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just kidding. How do we describe church? We have gathered here together today to worship our God. And to realize that He is the source of everything in our life. When you open God's Word to Genesis 1 and you read through verses 3 through 5, we find these powerful verses today that basically what they do, they strip away the varnish today of Christian worship. Because to be frank with you, a lot of people are out there worshiping today, but they're not worshiping God. They're going through motions of religion. They're going through rituals and rules and all this. And well, I did show up in church and I did go to the confessional and confess my sins. To a man that's dressed like mother and we call him father. And he tells us the penance that we'll commit. I'm not hitting on Catholics. I'm just telling you. There's one mediator between God and man. That's the man Christ Jesus. Amen. There's only one that can forgive my sins, and He's on the throne, but it also lives within my heart and my life. So realizing this day, a lot of people are, they're worshiping for the wrong reason. So we've got to get our worship right. So we find these powerful verses, they strip away a lot of the things that we think are Christian worship that's not God's way. Our worship is not about the how and the when. It's about God. It's about the who. So the question about why unites us. Did you know that? See, when we get into all these little nitpicking details of issues, they divide us. But when we make God our focal point, God unites us. He unifies us. So we then start to look at the goodness of God and the sinfulness of all humanity. And we see the redeeming power of Jesus Christ today that we are not divided, but now in Christ we have been united.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.